South Dakota State's Dallas Goedert got robbed of a week of competing against top Division I talent due to a hamstring injury at the Senior Bowl. But that hasn't changed his status as one of the top tight ends in this draft. A lot of questions about top FCS players have been answered in recent years.
My biggest response is two of the best players at their respective positions are Carson Wentz and David Johnson, and they both came out of my conference, so I'm not worried about that jump. It's football. Football doesn't really change much. It'll be better competition, but I'm excited for that challenge.
Goedert put up monster numbers each of the last two seasons, dominating his level of competition. He has some basketball in his background, and he's grown from a 200-pound high school recruit to a 255-pound pro prospect who's not done developing.
I think I'm kind of like a definitely not a finished product. I can grow in all phases of my game, whether it's cleaning up my routes, making my routes an out-breaking route look like an in-breaking route, you know, so the defense don't know what I'm doing. And then obviously I need to work on my run blocking, my pass blocking. Didn't do a lot of pass blocking at school, so I plan on playing every single down, and I'm going to need to work on all aspects of my game.
Goedert was given the first name Dallas because his dad was a big Cowboys fan. But in grade school, he became a Packers fan when his mom remarried one, so he wouldn't object to being selected by Green Bay. The NFL tight end he likes to watch most is no surprise, though, New England's Rob Gronkowski.
I do watch Gronk's game, and he's an unbelievable athlete. His speed and his size is just not a lot of people have that. They're getting a playmaker, a tough guy that's hardworking. He's going to be there. He's going to make the plays that are needed. It's third and six. I'm going to be the guy that the quarterback goes to.